So after this body worship, someone came up to me, and the first day when we were there, Pastor Satima's wife, Tsubasa-san, she wasn't too happy to see us because it was right after Christmas, and other churches brought so many programs, like the sports day or the BBS, and then she just found out that our team just came with the gospel. And so she was pretty disappointed, and so she just saw us in the first day, and then she left, and then never saw us again until we invited the family to come and eat with us. And then so we went to Costco, got the sushi platter, hey, here, the rolls and things, and just come and eat with us. And then the next day she saw this body worship, I noticed that she was just crying. And the strong of a woman was just really broken down. And the second, on Sunday we performed this again. As soon as the music started, she went to her purse and then she was looking for Kleenex, right? And then she was just like bawling. And on the last day, we were sharing our testimony, and Tsubasa-san, she shared with us that first time she was very disappointed. But she realized that such a young people, young age, they came to just work really hard for her country, and she saw and through their lives and through how hard they work and through how they pray, and also how hard they were doing the body worship, and she realized that gospel was enough. And then so she told us that no more she would pursue programs, no more she will pursue all these English classes to attract people to Jesus, but rather that she's going to just proclaim the gospel and proclaim the word of God and let God work through those things. And then so she was the happiest woman I've ever seen. And Japanese is just really polite, we just realize, and even if they don't like anything, they're just like, right? And but then she was like really, really joyful, and so just wanted to share that. I have her permission to share her testimony. With that, I'm going to invite Yena to come out and to share her testimony, and after Konak will come, and after Grace will share her testimony.
My first mission trip. Before, I never really had the heart to go on mission, and I never really understood why people went or why they were so desperate. But a couple months back, there was a camp called YGMC. It was a mission camp I attended, and it changed the way I saw missions and the nations that the missionaries went to. It was truly an amazing, eye-opening experience seeing the missionaries come and speak to us, and them truly just being on fire for the nations that they were going to. God spoke through the missionaries and everyone else that shared their testimonies at the camp, and I received true passion in my heart for missions. The Japan mission trip itself was a really sudden thing. It was announced 2 weeks before we were to go, and we were only given a short time to decide whether or not we would go. Well, the second that Pastor Darren came in front of the youth group and announced that there was a Japan mission trip, I immediately felt God's calling and knew in my heart that I would go. And given that we had a short time to prepare, my parents were skeptical at first about me going because we only had 2 weeks to prepare before actually going. But as soon as they realized I had a heart for Japan and this mission trip, they encouraged me to prepare. And it was finals week at the time. Everything was really crazy. But whenever I meditated on the Japan mission trip, I had peace in my heart. So I meditated on the task that God had set before me. And when we got there, I was amazed at the technology in Japan had to offer, technology and environment that Japan had to offer. But what fascinated me most was the people. The culture in Japan is absolutely amazing. Everyone minds their own business and are really polite. Everything's really clean. It's really nice. But they don't have peace in their hearts because Japan, as you heard from Pastor Dan, is less than 1% Christian. And if you approach someone on the street and ask if they've ever heard the name of Jesus, they will most likely tell you no. And while they shift to technology and advanced society, they are completely blind in terms of salvation and eternal life. They do not know true peace. Also, Japan as a nation has abnormally high suicide rate, and only on top of that, the culture in Japan makes it really difficult to just approach people with the gospel. It's considered rude, and it's just really difficult to evangelize in the streets. This truly broke my heart, and if it broke my heart, I can't even start to imagine how much God's heart breaks for the nation. How could a nation this incredible be only less than 1% Christian and be so close to the gospel? But this only grew my passion for the nation, and it motivated me to work even harder during the ministry. And while we were there, the ministry we did was through flyers. We delivered about 6,000 in the course of 5 days. So every morning, as you heard from Pastor Dan, we folded the flyer a couple thousand for a few hours, and then we went out to the different areas of Tsukuba City that we were in. This type of ministry was new to me, but it really showed me how to have complete faith in God. Because all we did was go out with the flyers in the mailboxes and just pray over every house, and then leave it solely up to God to work through what we did. And the action of putting the flyers in each individual family's house touched my heart, because I was able to go out and personally put the flyer in, and the family name is written in English on a plate next to the mailbox. And when I was praying over the house, it really just made the connection deeper. And I earnestly prayed for every single flyer that I delivered. The whole experience was just a blessing to me, and the fact that there was even a Japan mission to begin with, due to the complete trust that I had in God. It was truly unbelievable having set foot in Japan and being able to distribute the flyer, no matter how tiring it was, no matter how cold it was outside. Having fellowship with the Japanese people and delivering the flyers, it showed me how God could work through what the team and I did, and it truly grew my passion for the missions of the nation of Japan. Thank you.
So, I felt that I needed to go to Japan
a week after
Pastor Dan told us about it. And when I told my parents, they were really thrilled because it cost a lot of money. So they didn't let me go at first, but later they decided to let me go after praying. They paid for everything, but then before we went to Japan, the whole cost of that we paid was given back to us through offerings from various people. So that was the first major way that I experienced God in this mission. The second way was when we were putting flyers in the mailboxes, it was a really new and strange experience because it was something we never did. Like in Arizona and San Francisco, you always go to the people and talk to them and evangelize face to face. But here you just put flyers in mailboxes, so I had a lot of doubts about that, and I kept on thinking in my head that this wouldn't do anything. But later on that day, I saw Pastor Sakuma and the other church people, going to all the mailboxes really desperately and really fast, and it really showed that they had a desperate heart for these people. So I saw that, and I really felt that I needed to do the missions, whatever I'm doing, with a faithful heart and a full heart and a desperate heart. So later that day, I repented and I really learned that missions is what God does and not what I do.
Similarly to Yena, I received a heart to go, not specifically to Japan, but to missions during YGMC. And I had attended a lot of like mission camps in the past and a lot of their events before, but just this past one was, it affected me the most, and it actually really just changed my heart and my outlook on life completely. And I actually decided there that I wanted to be a missionary like for the rest of my life when I grew up. And so I really received a heart of urgency and just a desire to go and serve wherever the gospel was not present. And so after that, I just really wanted to go out somewhere. And so Pastor Dan offered that there was a Japan mission trip coming up. And so what I had been expecting was like somewhere to, I don't know, like not Japan, because it was such a wealthy nation and it was such a, like it just seemed so like advanced and like not somewhere you would really traditionally go somewhere on missions compared to like somewhere like Africa or the Middle East. But because I just had the heart for sharing the gospel in general, I decided to pray about it and I decided I wanted to go because I didn't know before that in Japan there was less than 1% Christians. And so when I heard that, I really decided that I wanted to go. Before going, there was a lot of opposition, like money, school, and just the fact that I'm a junior right now. And this past summer, I was traveling the whole time, so I didn't get to really study that much for like SATs and ACTs. And so that's like a constant worry and sort of, yeah. and just like everyone else that goes to like elite and stuff like that. And then it made me feel really behind and anxious sometimes. But I, regardless of that, I still wanted to go. And strangely, so my dad actually is in our family the first one that ever really introduced us to going out to missions and really encouraged my family to go out and things like that. But for some reason this time he was like not against me going to Japan, but didn't really feel I should go this time, and he was kind of discouraging me from going just because of a lot of the issues that were keeping me from going, such as money and school and just the timing and just the short amount of training there was and all of that. But despite all that opposition, in the end, all that was taken care of, all the money, all the worries and all of that, it just ended up just taking care of itself. So when we got there, I believe it was the second night, we were worshiping together in the church, just our team, and I felt God's spirit suddenly very strongly, he just showed me how much he loved that region which we were in, which was Tsukuba, and how God will bring a sweep of the gospel from that region to the rest of Japan. And so before coming, my expectations kind of for missions was to like do a lot of work and go out and do lots of things and meet many people and be like super tired and all that stuff. But when we got there, what we actually did was we spent like the first couple of days just like folding paper and flyers, and so I was kind of disappointed. And we never got to really talk to that many people. And so I was kind of discouraged and confused about like why I came. And it wasn't that I wasn't enjoying it, because Japan is super nice, as Yena was saying, super clean, the food is really good. I felt like I was on a vacation, and I was like gaining weight instead of losing weight on the mission trip. But yeah, so I kept asking God, like, why am I here, why did you bring me here? Because he clearly made a way for me to come through just resolving all the financial issues and all of that. I believe it was Sunday, when we were worshiping all together with the Japanese church, we were worshiping together, and they sang like six worship songs or something, but it wasn't like all at once, but like they would sing one or two and then like do something in between and then another, and I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, we sang a lot, but I noticed that So their church is very small. It's maybe 30, 40 people max. And it's just a room, maybe like half the size of this room, that they worship in. And I noticed that their singing and their worshiping was so much louder than our youth group of like 100 kids. And it was just like, I was so surprised because there was, if you looked around, there wasn't like one mouth that wasn't open, and there wasn't like one heart that wasn't truly engaged in the worship. So I was just, it was very eye-opening, and I was very almost surprised. And I really just got to see, even though that the number of Christians was small, that their heart and their faith was very precious, and it was just very real and deeply rooted. And so before coming, I was really expecting, because of the small percentage of Christians, I expected that to receive a very broken heart, and just to have kind of just sort of despair or like urgency from God in that kind of heart. But instead, when I saw this small Japanese church just fully, truly worshiping, instead of receiving a broken heart, I saw God's heart of hope for this nation of Japan, and how the Japanese church will rise up, and how I do not have to look, just because there's less than 1%, that doesn't mean that we should be crying and be sad about those things, but instead I saw that God is already moving, and He has a plan for that nation. And this is actually the first time where I went on a mission trip and I didn't get sick, because I have like a very weak body, and I have just a number of problems, and I always get sick, and just doing a lot of walking, sitting for a long time, all that stuff is like really bad for my back and just my health in general. But I think I was the only kid that didn't get sick. But that was like a very big surprise, because I never had to rest, or I never had to stay in. But I did get sick right after I came back. I guess that's just the power of my intercessors, because on my prayer request, I put for my health to be well, so that I can fully serve Japan, and also so that I will receive a heart for the nation. Those two were fully answered. I never got sick on the mission trip. And for the second prayer request, which was receiving a heart for the nation, usually on mission trips, it kind of takes me a while to really love and develop a true heart for the people. Because past mission trips, it would take like maybe a week even, if they were like 3 weeks long or a couple days, to really get into it. But as I shared earlier, about that second night, it was immediately God just showed me His heart, and just how much He loved Scuba. And I never had to force myself to love these people. And on other mission trips, I would always tell myself, okay, like, don't complain, like, we're here to serve them, we have to love them. But I never really had to do that this time. And I just automatically, just Christ's love would just overflow, and I never had to force myself to go and talk to that church member or that non-believer or something. But just automatically, I was able to love them and fall in love with that nation. So on the very last day, we had dinner all together at this nice sushi restaurant with the pastor and his family. And we were all actually supposed to share our testimony, or it was called like a debriefing, I guess. But we were supposed to each go around and share our testimony for the mission trip while we were eating. But when Pastor Jan told us this, like right before we went to eat dinner, I was like panicking because I didn't like think I had a testimony, and I was like, oh my gosh, like what am I gonna say? I have to like think of something. But actually, right after we were all done sharing, Pastor Sukuma, the Japanese pastor there, he shared with us actually his testimony from his very first short-term missions. And I think it was somewhere to Africa, but he basically shared with us what convicted him during that mission trip, and it was the story of Jesus asking Peter, do you love me, do you love me, and then saying to feed his sheep. And that was a passage that really convicted me on a previous mission trip that I had kind of forgotten about. But I was really reminded of that message again, and it really pierced my heart. And then he also went on to share that to a different part of the passage that I had never really focused on before, and it was the very end, where after Jesus tells Peter to feed his sheep if he loves him, Peter turns around and he asks, what about John? Like, what about him? Like, what's his heart and stuff like that? And Jesus told him, don't worry about him or anybody around you. All you need to do is just obey me and follow me, regardless of those around you. And so that actually really, really hit me, because a lot of the time I struggle with just thinking about other people in my life, or people I've been close to or I am close to, that maybe are not following Christ or doing other things, and I tend to worry a lot or just overthink a lot of things. And so that would kind of consume my mind, just like thinking about what other people are doing and whether they're following Christ or whether they're obeying God, and if I'm gonna like see them in heaven and that kind of stuff. But when Pastor Sukuma shared that, God really spoke to my heart, and that really helped resolve a lot of the anxiety in my heart about those things. And God really said, that's what I want to say to you, that regardless of what others around you are doing, you just follow me, you just obey me, and you just go. And so that was very encouraging. And I think that was one of the main reasons why I'm glad that I went to Japan.